I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougars Sports Saturday. It's Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper. However and wherever you've listened, we appreciate it. And as always, download our podcast. If you missed any of the show, Cougar Sports Saturday, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe, leave a review. That'll help us make the show more tailored to you, because this show is by fans for fans. It's in our show open, and we want to make sure we're getting you guys the best BYU content we can get you. This week, it's a little quiet. Well, it was quiet before the 12-team proposal to expand the playoff. But this week, down in Provo, it's camp week. I had a chance to go. I have a cousin who's starting to dabble into that. So he's a eighth grader, plays football out in Bakersfield, Luke Biamonte. So we'll have to see what happens there. He's fast.
What's the frame looking like? What are we talking about? Height, weight? What are we looking at? So, hand size? What are we talking?
I can give you foot size. And I think this is a good indicator because, look, I'm not a college athlete. I'm too small. That's always the knock on the Biamontes. Can they get the height? Same shoe size as me right now at 9.5.
Okay.
An eighth grader. So I think he's going to fill out to about 5'11", 6 foot inside slot receiver. I think he's got a chance.
Perfect.
So he was down there. I went down there. I was watching the younger groups, but you get to see because players have such a big impact on it. Yeah. Got to see Jacob Conover running some 7-on-7s, Micah Harper, those guys. And one of the big storylines that came from camp was the five-star out of Florida.
Yeah, Cormani McClain out of Lake Gibson, Florida. Visited BYU, enjoyed his trip to BYU. All of his social media is decked out in BYU. And as we know, we know this as well as anyone, BYU fans, they show the love. When you're a hotshot recruit and you give BYU some love, Cougar fans are going to give you the love in droves. And, Cougar fans just been, showing the likes and the retweets. Kids love that. That is a thing. Recruits that are high profile, like this kid is a five-star cornerback who's got offers from the who's who. Name the top programs in college football. He's got an offer from them, including Alabama, the defending champs. He visited BYU. So Cormani McClain was there. BYU, of course, offered him. So it'll be interesting to see if they have any sort of chance to maybe be in the mix to recruit him. BYU's had guys like Najee Harris visit, Mike Juarez back in the day, Manti Te'o. Things like that. They also offered a 2022 quarterback. So this December, they could potentially sign. That's noteworthy because BYU, this past recruiting class, they did not sign a QB, Matt. So they got to get a QB in this class. Trayson Bourget, he was once a Arizona commit, University of Arizona. He's from the state of Arizona, not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But he's a kid that's got some interest from Northwestern, SMU, and BYU. He wants to commit before his senior year of high school, which is this August, September. So there could be a chance BYU, that could be the guy to keep an eye on as far as the signal caller of this class for BYU. And we know how getting a quarterback late in the recruiting cycle, that worked out pretty nicely with Zach Wilson back in the day. So I think, he's a name to keep an eye on. And also Ty Nacua, the youngest brother to the Nacua brothers, Puka, Samson, Kai, and Isaiah. Ty Nacua, going to be a wide receiver for Temptview. He got an offer as well. So BYU making sure to take care of the legacy kids. That is a huge component. I like what BYU's doing with the
You know what my biggest takeaway, though, was from my visit to BYU camps? Besides, I loved watching I.M. Jack DeMooney drive the cart around. That was great.
That's awesome.
I love seeing that. Is how Jacob Conover does not have the worst sunburn in the world. So he ran the whole thing, no shirt and just a backwards hat. And I'm like, dude, are you either layered on the 70 SPF or I don't know how you're getting toasted. Because those are long days at camp. That's not like you show up for an hour and goof off. Like, those are, I think it starts like at 9:30, 10, and you go for 5, 6, 7 hours in the heat.
Man, that's impressive. You ever go to a BYU camp as a kid?
No, I never
did. Not basketball, football?
No.
I went to basketball camp one time, and I think I led my team.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Here we go.
No.
I led my team to a camp championship.
We did get a championship. It was the 14.
yes, I knew it.
13-year-olds. Jared Jensen, former big man, dapped me up. He's like, kid, nice job. I had my Kobe 2s on, the white and yellow
Adidas.
Shoes. Yep, the Adidas. Kobe 2s.
The bricks.
I was very proud of those. I remember that vividly. It was one of my favorite summers of my life, going to BYU basketball camp. It's like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be a BYU hooper. Then, I realized... Not as I didn't grow much. I just stayed at 6'1", so I didn't get to like 6'6". But anyway, it was my one experience, a couple experiences with BYU's basketball camp.
It was fun. I think BYU does a great job with these camps because they got like
right
now they're wrapping up kids camp. I can't remember what they call it.
Cub camp.
Yeah. That's what it is. Just a lot of fun. I think it's a great thing that BYU does, and also I think it helps. You know, it's a recruiting tool too. So
for sure. Great. And I think the last week seeing father's sons, Brian Santiago, three clap or three dap. I can't remember what they called it, but it was cool just seeing everyone engage in that.
Totally.
Great to see. We got to take a break, though. Traffic and weather coming up next. And then also some BYU quarterback talk. A college football analyst is very high
weekly
on
talk.
Jaren Hall.
Quarterback,
we'll discuss that next.
Quarterback Sports Saturday up next.
Cougar Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.